Radio.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again.
Hi, Peggy.
Have a wonderful evening for Sample Healings and Light Ship Energies. So let's bring in one of the light beams here. So I'd like everybody to scroll down on your scroll bar about an inch or so, bring up the light beam. And we'll bring in some joy energy. We haven't had joy for a while. We bring in peace a lot. So let's bring in joy energy to the light beam here. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, some more energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel some happiness now. And let's do an emotional clearing. Make you even more happier. So we'll get rid of some of that problem issues that you may have had the last 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared. Yesterday I'm yawning, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That one again here. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Much better. And let's do a sensory body. That's how you sense energies here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Boy, I'm getting some nasal stuff here. Interesting. Somebody has a head congestion or something. Try that one again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Okay, maybe some sinus problems or something. Let's do a clearing for entities in people's sinuses. Boy, here we go. So I'll start releasing them here. Very interesting. Energy is coming out. So if you do have a problem with your sinuses, nose running or something, let us know on the fast chat if you would, or call in. I'd be very interested to see who's the culprit out there. Give you a 10 lashes with a wet noodle. So here we go. And we're clearing away these entities. They get attracted to us naturally. So here we go. Getting those released out of your sinuses, out of your nose. And, wow. I have to blow my nose in a minute here. Here we go. More is coming out. Entities, that is. And here we go. There they went. Wow. Maybe it's the time of year for stuff like this. I don't know. I always hear when they talk about, in December, they always talk about the flu season. Last year wasn't too much compared to the year before. So I just wonder, gee, why does the flu season always come in December, you know? That's kind of weird to me. It's probably those implants, you know, going off in people when they hear about it. So here we go. More entities coming out. And there we go. Okay, let's see if our co-host is on tonight. Sylvia. Are you out there in cyberspace?
Hello. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Wednesday night's radio show. And that was a really beautiful energy in the beginning, Ron. It was so great to have that joy energy. Very heartwarming, very heart-opening, just really beautiful. Heart-lifting, too, I would say. And, yeah, we'll have a very nice time tonight with answering questions and requests on the fast chat, and also if you'd like to call in. So I'm going to give you the number to call in if you'd like to. This is, I believe, toll-free in both the U.S. and Canada, and it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and we'd really love to hear from you. So if you can call in, it's nice to do. It's not scary at all, and you can have the floor and ask Ron's questions or make comments on healings that you've experienced, or ask for a healing sample. And if you're not able to call in, maybe you are on your computer and you can't call at the same time, then you can go ahead and use the fast chat and type in your request or your question. And Ron, it's funny, we have a comment on the fast chat right now from someone saying that they've had a runny nose for days, and their kids too, and another person that's having problems with sinuses and cold. So probably you were picking up more than one person in the beginning.
Yeah, I had to go blow my nose. Good thing you're online here.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's get rid of some more entities here.
Okay, sounds good.
So typically, remember, you may, let's just talk about this a little bit here. As entities come into you, as you get something, whatever it is, whatever condition or situation you're in, as you get that, then all of a sudden entities will come in because they share that same energy. They want to be with you because they're maybe having a problem with their sinuses too, or they know about that. And so they come in to experience that life experience through you. So naturally when they come in, since this is an emotional body, and we know that our emotional body, you know, in the long run here and down the road will kill us, to be perfectly blunt, these emotions that people have that come in these bodies, you know, are dying because of the situation too, probably. Not always, but probably. And so they have this condition, and when they bring it to you, it's just like your emotional body is getting stuff full of these things too. But when they leave, then it goes away, but you're still sharing their emotions and your emotions. So I want to clue you in on what happens when the emotional bodies come in. So let's just say that you have an issue of something. We'll just say an issue of maybe spending money, okay? Since we're at this time of the year, as Christmas approaches, you know, people are going out typically and spending money on gifts, et cetera. So all of a sudden, maybe you have a given budget and you have a credit card, and maybe you want to spend maybe $500 for all your gifts, et cetera, and that's what you plan to budget. And so for that, you have a slight issue that you really want to spend maybe $600 or $700, but it's only like a 10% issue, okay? But you can control that. So now all of a sudden you go out to your favorite store, and all of a sudden entities see you maybe in the toy store. So you get entities that come into you who are children, entities that just maybe you have a couple of millionaires coming in or people with lots of money who would like to buy a lot of gifts for people. And all of a sudden, you know, you have a high limit on your credit card, and you walk out of that store. Maybe you spent, $2,000 instead of $500. And so their issue became your issue. And you might be able to justify all this because the emotions of these entities are justifying why you bought all these gifts, okay? And they really like them themselves because they want to give them to maybe your family members or friends. Or they want to buy them for the people that they knew in that lifetime that they lived. And they think this is just very, very nice to have these gifts. So all of a sudden, you know, their addictions, we'll say, their situation, their emotional stuff, hopped into you, and now you have to pay for it at the end. And then maybe with you throughout Christmas time. And then all of a sudden, you know, the next month later is January, and all of a sudden your credit card payment comes due and you start, you know, getting upset with yourself, you know, giving yourself, you know, a lot of negative energy because you spent so much money. Now you have to, you know, tighten your belt and maybe pay for this extra money for the next 6 months. And anyway, that's the way entities work. And so when they come into you, they're actually bringing you their stuff, but you're dealing with it. And this is what happens. Naturally, you know, all your family members would love what you gave them during that maybe 1 hour of time that people open presents up. But then after that, you're stuck with the bill. And they may think that you're a wonderful person for buying them this nice stuff. And it might make the emotional body's egos that are with you very, very happy as everybody congratulates you for spending all this money on them, wondering where you got it. But regardless, you know, they're happy and you're... And then when you start talking and saying, oh, you know, I just love doing this for you because it's the entity talking through you, all of a sudden, you know, you are holding the bag at the end of it. So this is kind of the way entities work. So you might understand this. So we're going to get rid of more entities now that are giving you your sinus condition, okay? And oddly enough, right now, I'm getting a sore throat. I mean, I felt perfectly fine. It'll go away probably in about an hour. I process energy very quickly, but it does all run through me. So my body samples part of it. What's more difficult on me physically is when I have a lot of people at one time doing the online healings, whatever that would be, and all of a sudden I feel myself getting drained. I don't normally get sore throats, though, but right now I have, like, I can feel my throat. You can probably hear my voice changing slightly here. So here we go, taking away these entities here from you, and let's bring in some energy from the light ship here. Let's bring up the light ship insignia, and in case some of these energies here happen to be extraterrestrial alien parasite stuff, we're going to have these taken away now. So here we go. So I'll bring the energy in. Just bring up the light ship insignia. So stronger, stronger, and I'm still clearing here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, man. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. I think we had on our website entities inside of a dog. I think it's still there. I'm not sure. But that was quite interesting. This dog is doing something like laying on a couch, and this entity is bothering it with its foot, and the dog's trying to bite this entity that's invisible. Quite interesting. So entities are should not be around. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, boy, yeah, we have more people coming on to the fast chat, Ron, that are talking about the colds and things that they have, and not being able to speak, so that's probably contributing to the throat thing and all that. So, yeah, you opened up a big can of worms, or I guess a can of entities or something there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I normally don't get sick, okay? That's just the way I am. I once in a while I'll get sick when I come back from New York, because the chemtrails are different in New York than they are in California. I think that whatever's doing this process, they're experimenting with different types of something or other in the sky, and here I'm kind of immune to it, but over there it's different. But this time I felt pretty good. You know, I didn't get sick at all last time I came back from New York, which is good. But sometimes it takes me about a month to recover coming from New York to California here, because it is a different energy. But as far as being sick, yeah, I don't normally get sick. I can't remember the last time I was sick, to be honest. Except for that, I'd have to probably say, looking back, maybe 20 years or something. I just don't get sick. I might take, I don't know. I'd say if I took 10 aspirins in 30 years, that's probably what I've taken. That's all that I ever take, as far as any kind of over-the-counter drugs or anything. And for me, doctors are like, they kind of went out with the, you know, horseshoes and buggy whips, you know, in the 1900s. So I don't, I've not seen a doctor except for having a tooth problem. Other than that, you know, they're not in my reality of consciousness. So
yeah.
Back to you, Sylvia. And
I can imagine, especially since you're used to being on the ship constantly as a doctor there, that it must just seem really archaic and really strange, the medical practices here.
Yeah, when I first started doing this, being able to see in the light ship, when they wanted me to really look into it, I would see stuff and I go, man, this stuff is really, you know, like archaic here. as far as where the light shift works compared to what's happening down here. Everything down here is mainly like physical movements of things, you know, having things aligned. Up there, it's instantaneous. You know, things just get rematerialized over again into the proper order. There's no pain, no trauma, no nothing. So that's it is different. But I'm getting better. My voice is coming back. But I'm still clearing out this stuff for all of you. So it's very possible that for those of you who do have maybe a runny nose or something or sinus condition, that maybe there's something with maybe November, December, energy-wise, okay, with implants in you from your genetics, which could be from past lives or could be just more recent. And when these months appear to you, all of a sudden your body gets triggered to get ill. That could be a possibility, too. Maybe the mind of the body says, I can't work in these months here, okay? Remember, the mind of your body is your internal healer. Your spirit brings in the energy of divine energy to heal you, but you need to have that instrument in between that, which is the mind of the body. What you might do is go on the website, and if you're doing the healing for, the illness one, physical body rejuvenation, you might possibly type in there the dates or something. Or even if you're doing the natal chart, why don't you type in, November and December of this year and just see if that somehow is affecting you also. It's just an idea. So I'm still clearing here. I don't feel too bad, just my voice doesn't sound like it should, according to me, when I listen to my voice here. But here we go.
Ron, would you say, speaking about the mind of the body and that, made me wonder, does the body, as far as the genetic aspect of the body, does it have what you would call its own consciousness?
Yeah, the body will have its own consciousness as far as healing, yes. Is that what you're asking? Because, see, the body recognizes key times, key dates, key years, key months. This is why on the natal chart clearing, when you get in there, you can put those numbers down if you wish, okay? And it's very possible that, you know, you have an anniversary every year. And maybe this is why you get sick. And then the reinforcement of that is, you know, when you hear things on the airwaves about this is, flu season, which always kind of shocked me. I said, out of the blue, it's a flu season once a year at the same time. You look at it and you go, well, what's going on here? You know, why would it come at a certain time? But, you have to look at, just kind of look at stuff as from the outside looking in. And naturally, a lot of people probably hear that, and then they start to prepare themselves for whatever that's going to be. And maybe in the preparation of not wanting to get it, you say, remember, you have to come into oneness with your illness, okay? I'm kind of changing things a little bit here. That's why I say you have to love it out of your life. And so when you hear something that you have resistance to, that might actually draw to you more because all of a sudden you're activating that energy, okay? Now, if you love it out of your life, then you own it, okay? So I would say that if you do have a problem, say, with the flu, then you want to love it. You just want to say, I love getting the flu, I love having the flu, and I love the way it makes me feel. I love the way it makes me lose work. I love the way I have a fever. I love the way I feel miserable, anything that is like that. Now, what can happen is you want to pick the issue if you do this affirmation, and I use the term, it's a negative affirmation. That's how I tell people about what it is. So they're prepared when I tell them that. So if I don't say that, they're going to look at me like I'm crazy, and most people do anyway, but besides the fact there. When you say it, what you're doing is you're bringing up the issues that is stored inside of you that at first may not be on the surface, okay? So you want to say it probably about 1,000 times out loud. So when you first start saying it, and you want to get something that's going to really make you feel uncomfortable, You want to say something that you're really not going to even want to own, that you, when you hear those words, you want to run out the door, okay, and close the door behind you. You want to say something that gets down to the core of you to really put you into that sadness, the anger, the fear, whatever it is, you want to get that issue. So loving it is the first part, because you want to love it out of your life. The second part is I love and that situation, whatever that is, okay? And then from there, you just keep saying that, and you're going to go from saying it mentally in your head, and you might think it's kind of weird that you're saying it, and that is kind of garbage, you don't want to say it any longer, but eventually it'll catch in. It'll click inside of you, and then your cells will be activated. And now you're going into the genetic program, okay, in the computer. Before, maybe you had passwords that would not allow you to go into it all the way, we'll say. But now you're overwriting all that stuff, and all of a sudden, now your hard drive is ready to be accessed, and wham, you're going to get it. And all of a sudden, you're going to feel miserable. You might want to feel like throwing up. You may start crying a lot. And you just keep saying it. And each time you say it, you're releasing the emotional stuff that's very, very deeply hidden inside of you. And eventually, maybe after an hour of doing it, once you hit bottom, then you're going to pop out of it and feel wonderful. And you might be able to get rid of maybe this throat stuff going on with everybody. So that's one way of looking at that. Because naturally, when you get something, you want to run away from it, which only puts a Band-Aid on it, and maybe even it covers it up, and it will recycle again and bite you in the butt. So you want to get it out. And this is a quick way of doing it. And I use the term negative affirmation. That way it prepares people when they hear what I'm telling them. And then I get some people will say, oh, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to draw it to me. Well, hello, you already got it, you know. So if you already got it, you might as well deal with it and go for the complete ride. Because if you only go on part of the roller coaster ride, you're going to go on the same part next time, and you want to finish it. So you might as well get on the ride, buckle your seatbelt, and go for the full ride, and get done with it. Then you can close the chapter on that particular thing in your life. So back to you, Sylvia. I'm still clearing here as I've been talking.
So then it's very important, like you said, to make sure that you, once you get into that part that might be hard, to keep going until you come out the other side.
Yeah, you have to. If it's a really rough issue, I would think the roughest issue that people would have would probably be something about some type of sexual issue. Maybe you were molested as a young child or something, and you're afraid to look at it and open that can of worms. That would be the worst one that I would think. So what you'd want to do, if you have one like that, then you want to get a friend with you. And if it's a lighter one, then just have your friend with you, and they could say it with you together, because we all have similar issues anyway. And you want to write down on a piece of paper before you get started, you know, maybe different ways you can go with this. I love this and the way it makes me feel, and maybe put different issues there. One of them may not catch. You want to try the second one or the third one. But by all means, if it is a rough issue that you're going through, or you think it's going to be kind of afraid or frightening for you, then write down an affirmation that I'm a good person, you know, everybody loves me, something like that that's positive. In case you start turning, you know, blue behind the gills a little bit, you know, and you want to stop. But don't stop. Just keep going through it. And you might even have to throw up. I've had people say they've done that. And, but if you do have to stop, then get an affirmation that's going to bring you up out of it so you feel good about yourself. But by all means, if you can, you know, stick it out, it will help you out immensely. And this is one way that you can help to clear yourself out, because you're getting rid of the traumas out of your life. At least with this one situation. And you're going to know how deep it goes. And sometimes it may take about 5 or 6 of those issues. You may hit one of them and you say, yeah, wow, that was rough. And then you think about the issue again and you go, man, there's some more stuff attached to this here. And then figure out what to say next. And you have to say it out loud. And it could take, you know, like I said, maybe an hour to do each issue. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. You're working on all the sinus, and it's making me kind of really curious about that whole sinus area, if that's also one that tends to get, you know, filled up with the ET parasites, and if that may be why people have, weakness in that area.
Yes, I'm hearing that. Let's do some healing here. This is what we're going to be doing this coming Sunday for 8 hours here. And let's do some ET critters here. And on the website, it's $30 for the month if you wish to get on there, alien attack removal. So let's take out the small ones that they're showing me ones that look like tarantulas, okay? But they have many feet. And here we go. We're going to start taking these out of your sinuses here. You might feel them moving around in you. There we go. I'm feeling a little better. My energy is coming back by getting these things out here. Remember, these things can body hop. So let's just say that you're at work and you feel perfectly fine, and somebody working next to you sneezes who has these things in them. All of a sudden, you become a host for them also, okay? So that's kind of another way of looking at this situation here. I don't know how good it is to look at it, but that's the way they body hop, okay? Because they expelled them out of themselves. The body said, I want to get rid of these weird-looking tarantula things that are very small, so I'll expel them out of myself, out of my lungs, blow my nose or something, and they come out. You don't see them, but they may become airborne, and you're next to that person, and lo and behold, you get sick. They found another host. Here we go. Looking if anybody's feeling better with these small tarantulas leaving them here. Anybody willing to call in tonight? Express how you're feeling here.
Let me give the phone number again just in case somebody's tuned in since I gave it earlier. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. For myself, feeling that energy, you know, through the sinuses, and it seems to also go up, you know, through the eyes in that area as well.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, that one's out. So that's one of the parasites here, ET critters. Next one here that I'm being shown are, they look like mosquitoes. But I don't see them poking you. I don't know what they're doing. They look like mosquitoes. So I'll get more clarification maybe here in a minute. They look like a mosquito, but on their feet they have like little suction cups. So these may be are a little more less irritating here. So here we go. Remember the movie The Mist. Go. So I'll just talk briefly about the 8-hour calls that I'm clearing here. There's three calls this month, three adjacent Sundays. And hopefully I'll get rid of what I have so I won't be sick. I don't need to have that done to me. That's the way the dark side can creep in, you know. So we have three adjacent Sundays, and then I think on the 19th is a Saturday call for 4 hours. So it's 28 hours of healing. The price is $200. You're on the light ship for the whole month. And if you have a spouse or somebody who you're living with, significant other, they're half price, which is $100. And your children under 18 and animals, pets, flowers, plants, trees are free. So we get rid of these creatures here. And it's a wonderful call. Time goes by very quickly, and it's 8 hours in length. It starts at 10 o'clock California time, PST, and that equates to 1 o'clock Eastern. And then we have another call coming up on the 2nd of January. There'll be another four-hour call. It's $20. And this, I think, is our third one. Might be the fourth, but I think it's the third. And we bring in the Ascension energies for next year, 1 month at a time. So it's quite nice. You can see how the energy is going to affect you and maybe plant some seeds of intention, if you wish, you know, to see how the energy is going to be flowing and to see how you're going to be affected by it.
I think we have a caller on the line, Ron. I heard a beep.
Yeah. Somebody out there?
Hey, Lance?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Lance.
Hi, Lance.
Hi, Lance.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, I have a question, kind of. He referred to, like, when he went to New York a couple of times, he would get sick when he came back, and he kind of mentioned something about the chemtrails. I travel to Salt Lake City probably once or twice a month. I'm probably a couple hours from there, and every time I come back, I end up with a cold. And I was just wondering if he could expand on that a little bit more, if it's all right.
Okay. I don't have any proof of what I'm saying, okay? All I can tell you is that...
That's fine.
Normally when I go to New York, and I go there three times a year for three different expos there, and I'm there for about a month, and what happens is when I get there, you know, I'm fine. And somehow the air there is different. And I kind of get used to... the chemtrail sometimes, since other times I'm not. And then I may get a little bit sick sometimes. Normally it doesn't affect me that greatly, but when I come back again, somehow the two energies from there to here are not compatible. So maybe I'm fighting off two different types of chemtrails that's stored inside of me, the energy, as opposed to one. I haven't really put my finger on it. Last time I went back, it did not affect me whatsoever.
Oh, yeah?
It was in, I'm trying to think here, October, I believe. So, but yeah, it's very possible that the aerial spraying could be different in different locations. And if that's correct, okay, we'll just say that it is correct. You know, I can't swear to it, but let's just say that maybe... the North America is maybe sectioned off on different grid lines or different locations or different quadrants. And let's just say hypothetically, maybe there's 10 different areas that they're spraying different types of chemicals, and then they kind of find out who comes into the hospitals to see what type of problems they're having with their lungs. And it could be, you know, just maybe like a testing ground down here to see which ones are doing what to people. I don't know, you know. Like I said, I don't talk about the government stuff. It's not my forte. But I think everybody does realize when they look up in the sky, you know, the light chip did change the sky. The skies, if you can see a clear sky, it's very, very blue like it used to be 30, 40 years
right.
ago. Okay.
I agree.
So they changed it. Okay. But when you have human interference with that, now the sky is like a milky white color. And
yeah.
on a nice windy day, you know, you can see the beautiful blue sky again, which you probably haven't seen for ages, okay?
Well, every once in a while I can.
Yeah. But
you know,
other than that,
that's only after they haven't sprayed for a while. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so what you're doing is that you're looking at this stuff, or, you know, before it didn't seem to be that prevalent, I don't think, you know. And now you look up, and in fact, you don't see very many clouds anymore, typically. All you see is this haze up there, kind of like Soylent Green, but now instead of being Soylent Green, it's Soylent, you know, kind of a whitish color. And, you know, it's probably, you know, the aluminum, I would guess. I don't know. I'm not a scientist by far, but, you know, I would think that it's causing problems and we don't have clouds any longer. But I'm sure there's probably shows even on BBS who would go more into depth on it, and also maybe even on YouTube. But for me, yeah, when I travel, I think I'm being exposed to other types of chemicals in a different location than what I'm used to. So, and that could be your problem, too.
Yes, well, that makes sense to me. And, yeah, because I could never figure out what the deal was happening with me. You know, I think I'm pretty healthy. And
yeah, just out of curiosity, as you would come back from your stay, how long would you be there? A couple of weeks or
just
something?
Weekend, like a day or two. Just
only
a day
or two. Wow,
week.
Okay. When you come back, how long are you sick?
I'll go down like Saturday, come back that night late, and then by Sunday evening, I start getting headache, and then if I don't do something about it, which I know how to kill a cold now, but with a heating pad or sitting in a hot bathtub, anyway, it'll, you know, progress into a cold, like Monday, Tuesday. So it's just that quick.
Lance, out of curiosity, are you also flying when you go there?
No, it's just driving.
Driving, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's something. Okay.
Well, okay, thanks.
Hope
I'll
that helps.
Another...
Very interesting. Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your show.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Really,
I'll be listening to it.
Well, just tonight, first time.
Oh, first time. Okay, yeah, I got lots of archives, so it may stretch you a little bit. You know, I don't normally get into this stuff. Normally I just do healings on people, but it gets kind of in the sci-fi realm, too, a little bit. But if you're willing to listen and with an open mind, you may learn a lot.
I do have an open mind, and I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Lance.
You bet.
Okay.
Good night. Have a good day, you guys.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
You too. You know, I'll also just mention the website that Ron has, which is www.creationlightship.com, has a wonderful emergency healing page, and then also other very interesting pages. One of my favorites is the activation section, like the object activation, where you can, bring up the light being there, and then you can, and I think it's either a dollar for a single time, or you can do an unlimited monthly so that you can activate anything you want throughout the month. But you can take, for example, your food or a pendant or, a beverage or anything that you want, and then activate it for whatever purpose you have. So, for example, Lance, if you're still listening, you might just experiment with that next time you're going to travel, and maybe you could do something for protection or for your immune system, for example, or, something for heavy metals, for the or just the energy, whatever it is that you're experiencing, and just try and see how that works for you, because that's something that you can kind of personalize to your own needs. So that's very good. And, you know, there's so many things on the website to check out that can help and assist with different situations. So that's really good. I wanted to mention really briefly about Friday, because I think this Friday we're going to take a little bit of a new slant on the Friday radio shows and kind of get into some a bit more of the paranormal types of things. And I believe that we have a very interesting email that one of the listeners sent in, who's actually a seer and has seen some of these types of things that Ron has talked about, like the maybe the ET parasites or other life forms that are sometimes, in people's bodies and that kind of thing. So, Ron, you want to mention anything more about Friday's show?
Yeah, just please call in if you have anything that's different in your life, that you've experienced, something unique over the past years. It could deal with hauntings. It could deal with things moving, things disappearing in your life, shapeshifter, people looking at you, seeing weird-looking people, anything like that. We can talk about it and see if we can figure out what's going on. And if they're attached to you, we can see if we can do a release on it. It'll be a lot of fun because our shows kind of went that way off and on. To the oddball things, as people called in sometimes, or I started talking about something. So I thought I'd just do a night of that. It'll still be a Creation Light Ship show like we have now, doing some healings, but this is a chance for people to maybe get a different understanding, and I can bring the light ship in, and we'll do some clearing to help people out and just to have some fun. So to me, it'll be a fun night. So everybody, please call in. Or get on the fast chat either way, and figure out maybe beforehand what you want to talk about. And, you know, each person could maybe have, a couple of minutes or so just to express what they've seen. And we'll just see how it goes. I don't know. Look to try it out for maybe a month just to see how the show works. So, and we do talk about the stuff anyway a little bit, so I can just have one night a week devoted to that. And so for me, it'd be a lot of fun. So hopefully it'll be fun for everybody else here. So let's get rid of some more of these ET critters here. Like I said, you can check them out on the website. It's under the Alien Attack Removal. There's probably about a couple dozen of these things listed there. A lot of them, sound like regular human things that we have here. So just to clarify that, in case you look at it and you go, what's Ron talking about? You know, how come he calls a black widow an alien parasite or maybe a mosquito, or different jellyfish, et cetera. Well, these are beings that were brought here by the darkness. These are life forms from the darkness that have no spirit or soul in their bodies, okay? And they prey upon us. And you can just look at their behaviors and see what, how they're affecting their own realm of their reality living here. I know the octopus, watching on the History Channel, maybe a year or so ago, and they were saying this is the most, the shapeshifter type of entity, life form that there is in the ocean, because it can cloak and clone itself. I won't say clone itself, but it can hide very easily and disguise itself, okay? So, and then mosquitoes, those are kind of like, little vampires taking away your blood. I'm sure glad they're not larger. They could probably drain us real quick, if we have one that weighs about 50 pounds. So luckily they're small. But these are all energies and things that sting and bite you. Just think of poor animals that get ticks. That's another one. So let's get rid of some of these things out of us here. Remember, the light never created these things. The light does not deal with pain and torture. So once you realize that, you're going to realize that a lot of stuff that is here is alien things, and these alien things don't have spirits or souls in them, and they prey on things. This is how they live. So here we go. Let's take out some of these. I'm seeing like a wasp-type energy in your sinuses here. So just see how this feels for everybody. And bring up the lightship insignia again, and here we go. We'll just start clearing here, and here we go.
That's very interesting, Ron, to experience the difference between the ones that you've done on the sinuses. The last one that were kind of like mosquito-looking with the little suction cup feet seemed to really be like sticky and kind of that whole, nasal drip, post-nasal drip area of the back of the throat and where the, kind of like the top of the nose, it really felt really in that area specifically and just kind of related to that sticky stuff that kind of mucusy stuff that can go in that area. And I know you've talked about many times the fact that not only do we have these parasites, but then that they also have their own waste products, their own whole life, you know, style of you know, laying eggs and multiplying and that kind of thing. So not only are you clearing out those little parasites, but also their waste products. Could that be part of what gives people mucus and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, I would assume that your mucus and maybe fatty tissues in your body would be the waste products of these extraterrestrial beings. So, yeah, we do skin water. In fact, we'll do a treat here. Everybody get a glass of water. And what we're going to do is we'll charge up some skin water for you. This you can do on the website for a dollar, but we'll do it here for free for one night here. So get your glass of water ready. And what this does, on the website we have activations, like we mentioned. We have object activations, you know, like pendants, jewelry, clothing, etc. And then we have a section for water activations, okay? So what it does, the light chip only works from the now. So every, say, just to make it very simple, say every day in your life you change, okay? It's actually, you know, moment by moment, maybe every second you change. We'll just say every day that you change. This way you can kind of follow me easier, I think. And so you're not the same person that you were yesterday. So if you have something activated for today, it may be way different for you in a week from now. So it's not necessarily going to work. And as you grow into that energy, as you resonate to it and absorb the energy out of something, okay, to make it your own and to bring the energy into your body from it, then at that point, once you aligned yourself and resonated and became into resonance, equaling what you wanted, out of this object or water or whatever, then you don't need it any longer. It's not going to help you. So I guess this is the way people become resistant to drugs that they're taking, because the drug's no longer working because the body already integrated what it's giving you, okay? So here we go. And I'm still clearing here. So get your glass of water. Now, this is for your skin, so you want to, typically, if you have a skin misting bottle that's clean, you can put it in there and squirt yourself. I really wouldn't recommend, like, getting, like, a Windex bottle and dumping it out and putting this water in there, because you have residue. A glass of water normally is going to be pretty pure, and you might just take the water, put it in your hands, put it on your face, kind of do a sponge bath with it without using a sponge, okay? So here we go. Just slap it on your body. If you have an owie or something, put it on that. Maybe a scar, a burn or something. So here we go. Hold your hands around the glass of water below the water level. And coming to us now, and I'll bring in the goldfish. Here they come. This is from the light chip. They'll come in through your monitor screen, through the light chip insignia, which you probably have up for this clearing. So here they come. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. This water is going to take about one more minute. So I'm still clearing out these wasp energies out of your sinuses here. You might actually feel it. A different energy leaving you. And you know, like I said, or Sylvia said, the mucus, maybe you have a lung condition. Maybe the mucus is actually caused by maybe the urination, the feces of these particular beings, and your body's trying to deal with it. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, like in the early days, before they had microscopes, you know, they couldn't see things. And you know, you had to go on somebody's word of what's happening to you, if they knew about other solutions, we'll say, to an illness or something. And then the microscope came around, and people said, yeah, we can see these things crawling around. This must be what it is. And so far there's no microscope, at least known typically by the people on the surface here, that will detect these energetic beings. I would imagine that they are detectable, though, and I'm sure that that technology is on this planet someplace, somewhere, maybe underground. So here we go. Your water's charged. Put it on your skin. See how you feel. And for most people, from what I'm told by them, the water sort of like evaporates quickly, gets soaked into your skin, I should say, more than evaporates. And I've had people have wrinkles go away. Just a lot of wonderful benefits from it. So this is the skin misting water. And you can do this also on the website. Just go in there and you can use some drop-down boxes if you wish and do a lot of selecting there. Different types of energies.
Yeah, it's very nice if you you can usually get, like, for a dollar or something, a nice spray bottle at the, you know, even at the, just the grocery store, and keep that handy. And when you're on the conference call healing sessions with Ron, like this weekend, he's talking about the wonderful 8-hour healing session that's coming up. It's good to have a spray bottle like that and also some glasses of water lined up, because there's water activations that go on throughout the clearing to help facilitate the healing process. And it's wonderful to have, and just to have one of those misting bottles that you can spray on your body or around your auric field to cleanse it is just wonderful.
Yep, so it's great. So there we are. Our show naturally coming to an end on these programs. You're in the moment, so I have to keep watching my computer clock. It just keeps moving right along.
Yeah, if you hadn't said that, Ron, just now, I would have had no idea, because I hadn't been watching the clock, and that just went by so fast.
So what I will tell people is they get more into the moment as you connect more with your heart, which you really haven't even talked about on this program, dropping down with the mind to heart drop. In fact, I'll do it right now for everybody. But when you do become more in the moment all the time, then you want to get a day planner, because time will go by very quickly and you may start to forget your obligations. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. I'll go from 10 to 1. This you can do yourself anytime you wish. So here we go. So dropping down like an elevator, taking your mental thoughts that you have down to your heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so I'll just sign off here.
Okay, and I'll just mention again to please join us Friday night on Station 2 on BBS instead of Station 1. And it starts at 5 minutes before the hour instead of on the hour. And it starts at 5 to 7 Pacific time. And there's a different call-in number on Friday night. So when we start the program on Friday, I'll give the call-in number so that you can have it. And like Ron said, we'd love to hear from you if you have had some type of, you know, paranormal sensation or thing or experience that you'd like to discuss with Ron or ask Ron about. Then that will be really a great opportunity. And, of course, you can find out about the healings and the 8-hour sessions that are coming up the next 3 Sundays and the 4-hour Saturday on Ron's website, and sign up for that. And I hope everyone is feeling so much better with the sinuses after this wonderful clearing tonight. And I'll just say blessings to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you on Friday night.
Hey, blessings, everybody. Good night.